All right, fighters. So I was going through some stuff recently in my house here, moving some things around, and I came across a couple things that made me think about big goals. The truth about our big goals and whether or not you're hitting those big goals comes down to what I'm telling yourself the truth about one of two things that I'm going to get into. But when I joined the Marine Corps, here's a picture. This was from July of 1988. Okay, so some of yous, I had a friend who used to say some of yous, okay, weren't around then, but I actually graduated as the honor grad. I'm down there over here on the video, and here's a letter that they actually sent my dad saying, hey, your son, you know, is the top recruit and blah, 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 and all this other shit. And I had these big goals, and that my one first goal was actually to graduate as the honor grad, and I did that. The next big goal that I had in the Marine Corps was to be part of, at the time, it was called the Force Recon Unit, okay? And, you know, the elite of the Marine Corps and kick-ass stuff like that. Well, I didn't make Force Recon. And many years later, as you reflect back, you start asking yourself questions like, why didn't I make it? Okay? And here is just the in-your-face truth. I thought I could wing it. I was great at everything except the stuff in the water. Okay. And the reason I wasn't good in the water, a couple of reasons. Number one, I didn't grow up around water. We'd go to the pool and stuff, but I never really swam. I never took swim lessons. I didn't get coaching. I didn't get trained. And I went in thinking, like, I passed all the basic swim qual stuff and this and that, but to be part of Force Recon, I couldn't do some of the stuff and I didn't make the cut. All right. And it still bothers me to this day because it was friendly fire. Had I gotten coached, had I taken the time to find a mentor to teach me different strokes and how to swim and to be a better swimmer and not just go into it winging it, thinking I can just pull this out of my ass, I would have made it. All right. And it gets me thinking about the big goals that we have in life. You want to build a big business, a really profitable business. You want to get in shape. You want to make a certain amount of money. We have all these different types of goals. But the reality, you guys, is only about 6% of people reach their goals. 6%. So you're in a room of 100 people, about 6 of them ain't getting what they set out to get.
What would it mean for you to be permanently profitable? My buddy Mike Michalowicz, he's the author of Profit First and some other really good books on business. He's going to be my guest, our special presenter for our workshop at Strong Leader Live in Florida in April. And even if you're not a fan of Profit First, even if your bookkeeper has been fighting you tooth and nail and you haven't implemented it, you're going to walk out of there with some great tools to help you know exactly what to focus on in your business so you can turn a profit like clockwork every single month in your business. And a year from now, imagine where you're going to be if you can repeat that over and over and over, even if you're not a fan of Profit First. Hit the link and join us in Florida.
It makes me think of what is the bottleneck? What's the main thing that just creates that lack of success when it comes to those 94 people or so that don't get what they want? And I've narrowed it down to two things in my life over the past several years that when I look back and I could see the goals I hit, the goals that I didn't hit. And here's two things. And number one, the whole thing here is you got to tell yourself the truth. All right. So it's the truth. Number one, you're lying to yourself about the goal that you say you want, meaning you might just not have enough clarity. You might have just picked a goal because it was somebody else's goal for you. You might have picked a goal because that's what you heard other business owners do, or certain amount of money that people make, or certain lifestyle they have, or whatever. And it wasn't really your goal. And if it's not really your goal, you know, that's a problem because you don't have clarity around it. The second reason that I see people not reaching their big goals, the truth about you not hitting your goals, is you lack the discipline to achieve the goal. It's one of those two things, has been my experience. And as I've worked with people through the years, looked in the mirror on my own, it's one of those two things, not the right goal, not clarity around it, or I lack the discipline. All right. Which is true for you? Tell yourself the truth. Own your crap about it. If you're not reaching the goals that you set, get brutally honest with yourself and get clarity. Number one, make sure it's the right goal. And if you got clarity and you go, that's the thing I really want, then maybe you got to tell yourself the truth that I just need to get off my ass and put in the work consistently over time, even when I don't feel like it. It's one of those two things, you guys. All right. So many years later, I've been out of the Marine Corps 30 something years. All right. Many years, I had another big goal, and you're part of it right now. It's called the contractor fight. I had a goal. I had a vision of creating a community and an organization that would bring respect and dignity back to the trades. And the difference between me reaching the goals that I have for the fight, which we are, and we continue to set bigger ones and we continue to strive to reach those. The difference now, the difference this time, is that I've made a decision to get up every day and chip away consistently. Even when none of you were here listening to me back in the early days, go back and look at some of our first videos, how bad they were. Go back and listen to some of the first Contractor Fight podcasts. Yet now the podcast is the number one contractor podcast in the world. All right. We've done hundreds of videos. We've done hundreds of podcasts, thousands of social posts, all trying to move you all closer to bringing respect and dignity back to your own life, back to the trades, that the trades are no longer a fallback option for people. That's the goal. That's the clarity that I have. But the difference this time is I've been putting in the work, and the result is we have created the world's most impactful community for home improvement contractors. I guarantee that. All right, guys, now it's your turn. What are you going to do with this information? What are you going to do with this? You just going to consume it, let it roll off your back like water on a duck? Or are you actually going to look in the mirror and sit down and just go, what do I really want? Why do I want it? Does this mean something to me? And then if the answer is yes, then you got to go, all right, what is the work required? And am I going to put in that work each and every day? Okay, that's, and it becomes a non-negotiable. Even when you don't see progress, even when you don't feel like you're winning, even when nobody's paying attention or ringing your cash register, will you continue to put in the work? That's going to be right there the difference between you being one of those six or you being one of the 94 who don't get what they say that they want. Appreciate y'all. I'm out.